Joining me on Film Sociology is it's been almost 20 years since we got to know this man in one way, shape, or form, and now he's finally on this show. He's going to be coming back to Indianapolis with a new film, a new animated epic. Jason Mewes, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you.
So I know this is the second Kevin Smith extravaganza coming to town, and I know you're going to be a part of Jay and Silent Bob's super groovy cartoon movie. Can you give us a preview of it?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome because it's going to be like two shows that are somewhat 3 hours of fun for, you know, one ticket price. But it's going to be a cartoon movie, so you can sit down. Go to watch a movie. It's been about 70 minutes long. We're not sure. We're still doing a little touch-ups here and there. But get to sit down, watch a movie, animated movie. And then afterwards, we're going to do a Q&A / podcast, which is awesome. And then afterward, we also like the podcast, you know, as usual, at the end, you know, you get to bring 3-4 audience members out. We play a game. You know, and then who knows if, depending on time and our, if we have to leave to, you know, get ready to set off to the next city. If not, you know, I usually stick around afterwards and sign stuff and hang out and all that. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. I'm excited about it for myself, and I'm excited to see how the fans and the people who want to come watch the movie, the audience reaction, getting to sit there with them, watch the movie. You know, to sit there with them and watch it, because I've watched it, of course, and to sit there with other people and see how their reaction is and stuff, you know, it's something I'm looking forward to.
One of the things about this event, and I know Kevin does a lot of these, and of course you're a part of them as well, is that, I mean, you guys are like a band. Whether you got a new film to promote or not, you usually can hit the road and people come out to see you and want to talk and do all that stuff.
Yeah, no, it's been pretty awesome. You know, I know Kevin was for years doing his Q&A, stand-up or what have you. You know, and I used to go with him and maybe step on stage for 15, 20 minutes. Then I started doing my own Q&As all over Canada and at different colleges and things. And then we started Jay and Silent Bob Get Old, which is a live podcast. And we started touring with that. We went to London and Canada and Australia, and that's been fantastic. And we still do that. We do it like once a month at the Laugh Factory, and we still go on the road with that. But, you know, it's just been slowing down a little bit because now we're trying to focus on touring with the cartoon. So it's been amazing, man. It really has, because, again, you know, I love shooting movies and you know, the process of making movies and getting to see the finished project afterwards. And you know, I've directed a music video and a little PSA, and I've done commercials and stuff, and so I'm just saying, like, it's doing all that is awesome, but it's also fun just going and doing Q&As and podcasts and all that, and getting to meet the people who are watching the movies and watching your stuff, and sit and chat with them afterwards and hang out and all that stuff. So it's really been it's been an amazing 20 years or so.
Well, it's funny. You mentioned you've produced and you've directed and all that. So you realize the amount of work and responsibility goes with that. So it's nice to know that something like this can be considered a breather for you. I know you're a producer on the movie. How's that experience for you? Because I know you've produced a couple of other projects. How is this one for you from a producer standpoint?
This one has definitely been different and an awesome experience, because this one is actually something I started, I've done from the beginning, and actually had to put in, you know, more work than usual. Like, you know, some of the other things I produced, I've been there and put in some creative points and been there every day to make sure things have gone, smoothly or what have you. But it was pretty easy and everything. This is from the get-go. Kevin gave me the script, and I told him I wanted to produce something from a movie, and he gave me the script, Jay and Silent Bob's Groovy Cartoon Movie, and said, here, man, go see what you can do with it. And I brought it home to my wife, and we sat down and talked about it, and I knew first thing I had to do was see about getting an animator, how much it would be, how long it would take. Then I had to start thinking about who's going to do voiceovers for this character and who's going to be the voice for this character, and scheduling sound, sound studios and having them go there and meet. And sit there while they went through the lines and just the whole process from beginning to end, and then send over that voiceover to the animator, and after, you know, have them animate to it and send me it and say, oh, that's awesome, that's perfect, but can you change this up a little bit? And then Kevin got involved, and he really was stoked there. I got about my wife and I got probably about 12 to 14 minutes of it done ourselves, and we went and showed it to Kevin, and he was shocked because he forgot all, not necessarily forgot about it, but just didn't know I was going through with it and I had been doing stuff. And he was like, this is awesome, man. I can't believe it. We should get so-and-so to do a voice and this person to do a voice. So that was cool to see his excitement and see him now wanting to really get involved and step into it. And he started redoing some of the script because, you know, he had written it, you know, maybe 5 years ago or so. So some of the jokes were old and all that stuff. So it was really awesome, and it's definitely a great experience, you know, being part of it from the very get-go.
So I watched a trailer on the website, and it seems like this is Bluntman and Chronic returns or begins?
There's Bluntman is involved. Yeah, Bluntman and Chronic are a big part of the movie, and it's pretty awesome. It is definitely, you know, there's the villains, there's, I don't know.
In the trailer, your character, Jay and Silent Bob, he wins a scratch-off, and you decide to become superheroes, and of course, where there's superhero. So that's why I thought it was a little bit of Bluntman and Chronic Begins, because it's the origin of creating everything that you need in a superhero movie.
Yes, definitely a part of that. I mean, the whole idea is, like, when you see it, it's awesome, because they go through all this stuff, and then they pop up with this idea, and you'll see when, I don't want to give away sort of the,
of course,
it's sort of it's goofy, but, you know, they go, the first part of the movie, they're going through a good 5 to 10 minutes, they're going through these things that they could have, something could have happened, but then, anyway, so I'm very excited about it, and there's villains, but yes, it is a Bluntman, and sort of the origin story, and then it goes on with the villains, and we've got great voices for that. We got Elijah Dushku and Ralph Garman, Neil Gaiman, John Lovitz, Ben Glebe, who does a podcast out here, and just great people have gotten involved with the project, and the editors, and the MC Chris, who does a song on it, and he's fantastic. There's a lot of really awesome people have chipped in and made the budget stay at a good price, not too much money, and really just have been psyched about being part of. So,
well, it seems like the film, it's also, do we have an official release date, or are we just going city to city like Red State?
Right now we're going city to city. We have no, you know, we're not even sure what we want to necessarily do with it at this point after. Like right now we're focusing on touring it. We definitely want to do, we have the first leg of the tour is going to be 18 cities. We're already trying to set up to do like another 18 to 20, and then we're going to probably do it in like stints of 20, and then just see, you know, from now until at least October, November, we want to keep touring with it and try to get it over to Canada and Australia and London, and then from there, we're not sure. Do we want to try to get it on Netflix? Do we want to pop it up on iTunes and all that? So, you know, the good thing is people, you know, the people who get to come see the show, they'll get to see it, you know, in the theater, and then get the bonus of the Q&A and the podcast, and be the first ones to see it. But yes, I definitely want to get it out there some way. I'm not sure, DVD, Blu-ray, what have you, because, you know, not everyone's going to get to go see the show live and while it's on tour. So
right. And it seems like the timing is good because we're coming off of the Avengers and Dark Knight Rises. There's been kind of a flux of superhero movies. And, of course, in the trailer, you guys wrote, the worst thing that happened to the comic book movie since Green Lantern.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's kind of at the same time, is this going to be a kind of a Valentine as well as a crotch punch to certain aspects of superhero movies?
Oh, definitely. I mean, yes, there's definitely, you'll get to see the crossover and sort of get definitely plenty of elements. And again, I don't want to give stuff away because that in itself is a big part of the beginning. And to me, is just awesome. Again, when Kevin gave it to me and I read it and reading through it, it's pretty funny. And especially the comic book people who know comics and stuff, they're going to get these sort of jokes and stuff, and it's going to, you know, it's obvious if you know comics. If you don't know comics, you might miss a couple things, but probably not at this point, because you're right. Like, I feel like they're all the comic book movies, and how much more aware people are of comics, you know, the superheroes and stuff is a lot more now.
For research on this, and I love calling this research, I watched Clerks, Dogma, and Zack and Miri back to back to back. And it's funny, like I said, it's almost next year will be 20 years. Obviously, Clerks is one of the most quoted films of all time. Everybody should send you guys a royalty check because we use it so much at work and everybody else. And then with a film like Dogma, where you guys were an integral part of the plot, and then to see you and Zack and Miri, and by the way, we saw way too much of you. Thank you very much for that.
I know.
Yeah, Harvey Keitel, Ewan McGregor, Michael Fassbender, and you. Thanks. But it's been great to look on like your IMDb page and see characters not named Jay, and going back and forth between Kevin Smith projects and not Kevin Smith projects. I mean, did Kevin have to check with you this time to see if there's a schedule conflict for you?
No, I mean, not really. It's funny because there are a few things that I'm doing that are, right now, like it's been the last year has been a big, a lot of the stuff we have done together. And, you know, he has some stuff he's working. He did a Fox project and he's doing a bunch of different stuff without me. And a lot of stuff we're doing together. So yeah, it's funny when I do sit when he's like, "Hey, I'm gonna come over. Maybe let's record a podcast for Wednesday and announce this or do this." And then I'll be like, "Oh man, I'm shooting this thing." I'll be like, "Wait, what are you shooting? Who are you shooting with?" it's pretty funny, but not necessarily check with him. But I definitely, you know, again, a lot of this, we do have a lot of stuff we're doing. We just directed, and then him and I were in, and I don't know because they haven't announced it, so I don't know how much I want to talk about, but
okay.
There's that new Injustice game.
All right.
Yes, which is fantastic. We got to play a little piece of it, and it's so awesome. It's like, yeah, you know, there's Doomsday, and there's Solomon Grundy in it, and Greenlight, all the people you know and people you wouldn't even expect. But anyway, it's a fighting game, and we got to play a little bit. But anyway, it's going to be coming out soon, and we got to do – Kevin got to direct a commercial, and we were in it. And that was just fantastic, you know, to be part of the game and do a commercial for that. So I'm just saying he's, like, doing other stuff, and he's directing other things, and he's writing I think he's writing another book now. But a lot of things we do together. But it's been great that I've been able to step out and do – some other things, and right now it just seems it sort of has timed out perfect because, you know, we were touring with Get Old and we were doing this and the podcast here at Laugh Factory, but I've done like a movie here, 2 days on this movie, and I'm meeting with someone about doing another movie. Me and my buddy Christian Sesma and Paul Sloan are about to shoot this really awesome web series. We're about to shoot the first 20 minutes of it, and then if it goes well, we're going to keep doing them. But it's such a great concept and idea this guy Paul Sloan came up with. I'm really psyched about it. So we do that next week. So it's cool. I get to step out and do some other things and then still work with Kevin and focus on the tour.
Yeah, and you have an action figure, and you're on comics, and you're on games. You know, you're living the dream, sir.
Definitely. I mean, it's like me and my wife sit around sometimes, and I told her, like, at one point, you know, we were just sitting around. We didn't have a lot going on for a couple, like a month or so. And we were just chatting. And I was like, you know what? I was like, I get antsy if I'm not being productive and working. But I was like, I feel like it's okay to sit around a couple weeks because, you know, how blessed and grateful I am. I've got an action figure, a comic book, and who would have thunk that I'd ever have, you know, who doesn't want an action figure and to be in a comic book and all that? So a cartoon and movies, and I got to do commercials. So I'm definitely grateful. And, you know, I got lucky. I came, you know, I was roofing when Kevin wrote Clerks, the first movie. And even after we shot that movie and he went out to Sundance, I didn't know that you can go to film festivals and people actually buy movies. And if they do buy them, not only do they buy them, they like your stuff, they offer you to do another movie or maybe two other movies. And so I didn't know anything about it. So, yeah, it was pretty – I lucked out, and I'm very grateful.
If you don't mind me asking, how long you been married?
I've been married actually January 30th was 4 years, and we've been together almost July will be 7 years we've been together.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm married going on 14, and actually one of the first movies my wife and I went to when we were dating was Chasing Amy.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Like 14 years, wowzers. How long? So you've been together like 16 or
about
so,
about
huh?
16 with an 11-year-old daughter, and she's not ready for your work yet.
Yeah,
not yet. Close.
No, I know my niece lets my, like I have a half-sister and her kids are, 23 all the way up to 35 or whatever, and they have kids. And my youngest niece, I call her my niece, but her kid is like 11 and the other one's 14, and she let them watch Jay and Bob. And I remember the 11-year-old was like, singing the F song and stuff. And I was like, how do you know all the words? She's like, we love that movie. That's my family. That's why in Zach and Miri, actually, it was like the only thing I was nervous about showing so much. It wasn't like, oh, gosh, people are going to see it and say it's tiny or something. I was just nervous because I'm like, I know my niece is going to let her kids watch the movies because she lets them watch all my movies because, they're all happy for me and proud. And so I was like, oh, you can't let them see this part. Towards the end, when Seth Rogen's banging on the door and she's on the toilet, make sure they close their eyes.
So I'm curious, what movies have you watched recently, new or old?
I watch tons. I haven't watched a whole lot of movies. I'm so into TV. I watch way too many TV shows. Actually, I just was sitting before I called you watching The Following.
Okay.
That new Kevin Bacon show. But anyway, I'd say the last movie that sticks out is my wife wanted to watch it, and we watched Silver Lining Playbook.
Oh, good.
And before that, we watched Argo and then Dark Knight, some of the screeners. So
sure.
I'm more into TV, man. I haven't watched, besides watching those screeners, because I was like, oh, I got to watch Argo. I want to see The Hobbit. I want to see Dark. I rewatched Dark Knight again, but even though I had seen that one a couple times. And then Silver Lining we wanted to watch because our friend John Gordon is producer on it. And we kept hearing all these things and about it, so we wanted to see that it lived up to the hype. But yeah, TV's, it's big in the TV. The Following, I'm watching The Cult. There's a show called The Cult. There's another show, Zero Hour, Suits and White Collar and Bones. And I've watched so many different shows. Arrow, I'm really into right now. I think Arrow's really awesome, and Vampire Diaries, I really dig.
Man, your DVR thumb must be sore.
You know what? I watch it all on Netflix. And except for the new ones, I watch on Hulu. Hulu, I watch the up-to-date ones. We actually got rid of our cable because we honestly never used it. We, used it every once in a while. Like, when Game of Thrones was on, we wanted to use it because we wanted to have that station to watch it on DVR and stuff. But now with, Hulu is pretty awesome for those week-to-week shows.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't come on Hulu and they're not on Netflix, then I'll iTunes them and buy them. Yeah. I bought way too many iTunes shows. Now with the iCloud, it shows you what shows you bought, even if you've erased them and got rid of them. And it's just insane. I go through my list of stuff of TV shows, and there's 300 different shows. And I mean, I definitely have spent a good, $20,000, I'd say, in the last 2 years on iTunes, at least 10,000, 20 might be high, but at least $10,000 on iTunes TV shows in the last 2 years, year and a half.
Well, this is why people should buy tickets to go see you at Butler when the movie comes to town.
They definitely need to come see it. And again, besides getting to see the movie, I think the bonus is, because I know it's hard, people. I feel like it's hard for people to want to get out of the house and go drive down to theater and stuff and see stuff. But it's not just getting to see the cartoon and Jay and Bob, which has been, it's been years and years since you've seen Jay and Bob in a live action or cartoon. But you get the Q&A and you get a podcast, and that's usually we do a Q&A or we do a podcast. And so this is going to be a little unusual. It's going to be a Q&A / podcast. And not to mention, we'll be playing games. We'll play Let Us F, where we bring three audience members up, and, you know, you give them some name like the Indianapolis Ass Slapper. And then you got to have air sex to that position. You got to come up with a position and be like, okay, how are we going to get across the Indianapolis Ass Slap? So anyway, it's fun. I wish we do that on our Get Old podcast when we tour and we go on the show and people see you dig it, and it's fun. And so, yeah, man, I think people enjoy it. Movie, little intermission for some, you know, get some drinks and whatever else. Then you're going to get a Q&A / podcast, and it's going to be a blast.
Besides age, what do you think has changed the most between the characters Jay and Silent Bob?
When Kevin rewrites the movies each time, I mean, he definitely, they're the same guys, but they definitely adapt to sort of what's really going on in our life. You know, as you could see, if you watch Clerks 2, like Clerks 2, Jay's talks about being sober and going, you know, getting pulled over with an airbag, like that really happened. You know, it's like, you know, the characters still are always hanging out together. Jay's still always, they're always buddies hanging out, you know, never leaving each other's side. We're always outside selling weed. That's how we make our living out there. Sort of, if you follow the movies, you'll see. But I'd say as with age, with the actual characters, you know, I think they're just sort of, they're still just being themselves and hanging out and enjoying hanging out with each other and harassing people. Because, you know, if you see later on in the movies, they have money from the movie rights.
Right.
From Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back. So Clerks 2, they go and they buy the Quick Stop and all that business. And, you know, so they have money, but they're still hanging out because that's what they like to do. You know, so I just think they're getting a little wiser and smarter and trying to come up with stuff. And I think, you know, I'd love it if Kevin decides to write another movie to sort of wrap it up. I mean, again, we have the animated, but that's its own story. If we can do another live movie, you know, there's been talks, Clerks 3, hopefully things will work out and maybe that'll happen. But I think there should be a wrap-up saying, like, hey, man, we're not going to be hanging out anymore. Or we will hang out, but we've decided to do this and this and this. We're going to buy our own place, and this is where we're going to stay and sleep, and maybe we're going to have a little Jay and Silent Bob kids or something. I don't know. Maybe we'll adopt a bunch of kids.
It's great. Daddy daycare. That's great.
Exactly.
No. It sounds like there's just enough gray area to be in between art imitating life, as far as, you know, stuff that's happened in your life, but it's been movie-sized by some writing. And I assume you don't do the tuck dance in public.
Not anymore. That is definitely, that's something that I used to do all the time when I was, you know, 15, 16 years old. I used to do that a bunch, you know. And again, a lot of this stuff is stuff that we, you're right, it's like crossover from real life to that. Like, no, I don't really hang out. I did at one point hang out in front of Welsh Farms with a bunch of my friends. We never sold marijuana, but we used to smoke a lot of marijuana. I don't smoke anymore, but Kevin does, just like the characters. We are best friends. We do hang out all the time. He does talk a lot, though. Not as, you know, he's not quiet like in the movies. And, you know, just a lot of those stories, you know, that you see. Like, I used to yell to women that would walk by, hey, yo, what up, baby? Yo, what up? You know, and I used to pull my junk out and just all different stuff. So there is a good crossover there.
Some things are timeless, my friend.
Yeah, so, you know, it'd be nice to sort of end up, too. Like in real life, maybe we got to put a little, you know, we got to do at least one more movie to sort of show where Jay and Bob are going to end up here.